It's been a whole year, a long, strange year since the pandemic began. For some people, it still feels new, and for others, it feels like it's been a decade. When we learned about COVID-19, no one could predict what would happen next. We've all heard it a million times.
During these uncertain times.
In uncertain times.
People have been coping and getting by in their own ways for the last year. Emma Witt is a self-employed hairstylist who works in Conception Bay South. Emma is high risk, an asthmatic, and she has grandparents in their 80s. Her work is hands-on by nature and can't be done with social distancing. When the pandemic hit, Emma had to step away from her business.
I found hairstyling is really my creative outlet, so I was lost without it completely, to be honest with you.
No one knew how long this would take to get through.
Everybody around me was like, it can't be that bad. Like, you know, it's not going to be that long. Like, it's over there. It's not going to bother us, you know?
Emma says that now after a year, she and her coworkers are thinking more short-term about their business.
You know, we're just, you know, taking it week by week, day by day.
Some other folks have been able to carry on at their jobs via distance without a hitch. Ali Rugrock has been working from home during the pandemic. Most of her work can be done remotely, allowing for lots of travel around the island.
And I could just sort of drive up somewhere with internet once a day and check my emails and then go back to the park and nobody cared.
Now that Newfoundland has gone back into lockdown, Allie's been working from one place, the dining room table. She says she hopes for normalcy to return. She wants to attend law school in person this fall.
I won't be too upset if that doesn't happen, because I'm kind of used to being disappointed at this point with COVID.
Allie says she's had enough of feeling the doom and gloom that the pandemic has brought. She's focusing on staying optimistic.
It's very boring not to be, to just sit around and not have any end in sight and not have any hope of an end in sight.
Allie seems sure that this will end in time.
It has to get better eventually.
For Kicker, I'm James Grudich.